Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. WGBH announced yesterday that it was acquiring Minnesota-based Public Radio International, or PRI. That's the company that distributes the popular public radio programs This American Life, Studio 360, and WBUR's own daily news program, Here and Now. The question is, how does this deal affect public radio listeners right here in our multi-public radio town of Boston? So I spoke with WGBH Vice President for Communications, Gene Hopkins. So, Gene, let me start by asking you, PRI has actually been very public over the past 24 hours or so about the benefits that it receives from this deal, particularly financial stability in a time where government funding in the long run seems to be constantly in question. I'm wondering, how does WGBH benefit in your eyes?
Well, I think it's really a mutual benefit. You know, we're both in the business of looking for ideas and content. GBH produces a lot of programs, you know, TV certainly, but radio as well. And PRI produces programs. And so I think that we both understand the importance of finding people who can create good content, who have ideas for new programs. And so I think that really sharing those kinds of ideas back and forth is something that allows us both to build.
Does that mean that WGBH is looking to create more national programming for public radio?
Well, I think we're open to all ideas. I think that because, you know, once you're in the content business and then you're thinking about in the digital world, where's the best places for these things to go? You know, I mean, it might be mobile. The barriers are broken down across radio, TV, web, and I think the whole idea is, you know, public broadcasting, we feel like, you know, we know how to develop good content, and wherever it can fit, we want to get it out there.
You know, as you know, many people listening to this right now are loyal public radio listeners. My guess is to both WBUR and WGBH. They may even be members to both these wonderful, you know, institutions that we have Boston. Absolutely. I do wonder, though, you haven't yet disclosed financial terms of this deal. Are you ready to do so now?
No, we're really not. And, you know, this isn't so much about finances, really, as about kind of like-mindedness, shared interest. You know, the one program that we produce with the world, or with PRI, is The World. And we've been working with them on that, you know, for 16 years. So it's really kind of an extension of an existing relationship, and that's really more the way we look at what this is.
I am curious, though, because PRI, at the end of the last fiscal year, carried a some $2 million operating deficit on its $23-plus million in revenue. Is WGBH going to now be responsible for that deficit?
Well, I think that we certainly are going to be working with them on how they can, you know, do the work they need to do to address that. They'll continue to be doing their fundraising. And I think that, you know, everybody's had a tough time these last couple of years. We all know that. But I think that we can hopefully bring some stability.
You know, recently, Eric in the Evening was cut back. Some people were very unhappy about that change at WGBH. I've seen, you know, especially passionate response online. People called it a jazz massacre. There have been other cutbacks to GBH. Were those in preparation for this acquisition?
Absolutely not. No. You know, the whole jazz thing, and we always want to remind people that jazz is still very much there and very much alive, and The Weeknd is a really great place where we know that we have listeners. So Eric Jackson is there, and jazz is continuing. But it's really been about the evolution of the format on WGBH Radio since you know, we joined on and brought the classical music, you know, gave it its own home and preserved that. So thinking about what audiences are interested in, and as BUR knows, you know, great conversation and depth and discussion about issues that matter in Boston is something that we want to make sure we continue to provide.
I do have to ask, and maybe this is just one of those you just have to ask kind of questions, but PRI is the national distributor for a WBUR program, Here and Now, which we love, that broadcasts every day here at noon. Does that present a problem for WGBH now, being the what's effectively going to be the distributor for your crosstown rival.
Absolutely not. As we've said, I think, PRI is going to continue to be PRI. And whatever stations they work with and programs they present and carry, we want them to continue doing, and we want to support them doing it. So we don't see that changing anything for either GBH or BUR when it comes to Here and Now, which we all think is a terrific program.
And Jean Hopkins, one last question. This sort of was inspired by what Globe contributor Joel Brown wrote today at Boston.com. He said that GBH's move is, quote, a smart hardball move by WGBH in its ongoing campaign to catch up and overtake WBUR in local radio. Is he on to something there?
Well, as we've said from the start, when we preserved classical and moved to the news format, this is not about competing. It's not about GBH competing with BUR. We really think, and as you know, Boston is a town where we've got a lot of thoughtful audiences. People are interested in issues. They're interested in hearing things. And I think when we can be complementary to each other, we have programs that might be different than you have on at different times. The audience, we think, benefits. We think this is really a town that can support all that and is eager for kind of the thoughtful discussion that we hope both our stations bring.
That, again, is Jean Hopkins, Vice President of Communications from WGBH. We are lucky enough to live in a thoughtful, multi-public radio station town. So I asked WBUR's General Manager, Charlie Kravitz, what he thinks about the move.
Well, I see, obviously, everything that WGBH does as, in some ways, a competitive posture with WBUR. They are now, they've eliminated their music in the evenings. They're duplicating more and more of WBUR's programming. And, so this is a very healthy, vibrant competition between WBUR and WGBH. And WBUR is the far and away dominant news and talk public radio station in Boston. We intend to keep it that way. We're investing in so many ways, as you know, in our programming and our content digitally and on radio. And whether their acquisition of PRI actually strengthens WGBH radio in the Boston market, it's a little hard to see how that might happen.
Over the long run, what do you think it might mean for WBUR? One of our flagship shows here and Now is carried by Public Radio International.
Indeed, and we've had a great relationship with PRI for many, many years, and we like them very much. But we have to think about whether or not we want to have one of our most important programs distributed by what is, frankly, our chief competitor in the Boston market. That's not something we'll take lightly. We have to think about it carefully, and there are other alternative ways to distribute Here and Now. So we'll think very carefully about it, and we'll make a decision in the coming months.
Well, not only does PRI carry Here and Now, it also carries This American Life, and for a long time it carried the BBC's programming in the United States, both of which WBUR currently broadcasts. So, Charlie, how might this deal affect our ability to continue to carry those programs here on WBUR?
Well, first of all, it's important to note that PRI just lost BBC after many, many years of carrying it in a competition with American Public Media. So they no longer carry the BBC, which is one of their flagship products, or was. And I think it's absolutely one of the reasons why they have fallen into the arms of WGBH. I think they were weakened by the loss of the BBC. And really, at the end of the day, there's one program that is, kind of stands out. It's the iconic program in their lineup, and that's This American Life. And I'm confident that we're going to have access not only to This American Life, but to any of the programs that PRI distributes. They want carriage in the Boston market, and if you really want to reach the public radio listeners in Boston, you have to have access to WBUR.
Charlie Kravitz is the general manager of WBUR. Charlie, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, up next, we'll speak with Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic Wesley Morris on his list of the best movies for this summer, and yours as well. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.